So now reporting in from Budapest, and this morning, short class. Friday is a sort of a marathon morning for devotees, and Prahlad Maharaj's teachings, that's where I'm still on here in Budapest, to his schoolmates. And Prahlad Maharaj was saying that in all matters of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, we should just be dependent on the Supreme Lord for its blessings. And it's a good advice for non-devotees and good advice for devotees. What else could it be? It's from Prahlad Maharaj, good advice. And for non-devotees, you can only act within the limits of your karma. You know, that karma is also daiva, it's also the will of the Lord, it's the system that Krishna set in place that you can't get any more than what you deserve. You can try as hard as you like, and sometimes you can make over-endeavor, but all you're going to do is overdraw your karmic bank account, and sometime in the future you'll get less than what you deserve, just because you drew excess on this side. So, that's at least for a karmi who believes in the law of karma, and more people are tending to believe in that. They should recognize that they should make an effort. But ultimately, you have to draw a line as to how much effort someone should make. Now that takes intelligence to know what is actually my lot. As Isha Upanishad starts off, Isha Vasya Midam Sarvam Jat Kinchat Jagat Jam Jagat Adiknich Shok Intelligentsia Osbistosh. That everyone should know what is their quota and not demand more, not expect more than their quota. So now the other is about devotees, and devotees, of course, they engage in these activities of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha as angas or limbs of bhakti or devotional service. You have to do these things in order to live in this world. But devotees know that Krishna personally oversees the results the devotees get from it. Especially their kama, their desires. If they have some desires, Krishna will fulfill those desires, but in a way that is not detrimental to devotee's spiritual life, or at least in a way that devotees won't want those desires, or will increase or feed other material desires, because the nature of material life is that you satisfy one desire, and that gives birth to many other desires. It becomes the seed of other material desires. But Krishna doesn't want devotees to get entangled like that. So now here's an important consideration, and that is that, of course, on one side, we're meant to be acting. Karmanya vidikarasti mahpadeshu kadachana. Everyone has a right to work. Everyone has a right to make some kind of effort, but of course you're not allowed to enjoy the results of your work, or don't over-endeavor. So where's the line between making a proper religious effort and excessive effort? And that requires intelligence to know, guidance from superiors, and obviously recognizing where does our abilities extend and what is favorable for our spiritual life or not. If this dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, and of course there's no if about it, because that's the way it is, If it is ananga of our bhakti, then it has to serve it, not be an obstruction to it. So if my work is so excessive that I don't have opportunity for practicing Krishna consciousness, then why should I make an excessive endeavor? Then I shouldn't over-endeavor. If I have to sacrifice my sadhana, my morning program, my japa, and ultimately life is just trying to squeeze in a few ounces of devotional practice, then why get it involved? Then we've crossed the line. But that may mean that rather than living in a four-bedroom nice garden house, I have to live in a one-bedroom apartment. And then the Vaishnava says, okay, that's all right, then I'll accept that. So the willingness to accept that, and the willingness to know, to draw the line. Another example is Srila Prabhupada repeatedly telling his disciples, however sick I am, whatever happens to me, never take me to a hospital. Prabhupada drew the line. He would let doctors come, try out medication, even ask the devotees to look after medication, but no hospital. Then that had obviously certain consequences. It has consequences for the quality of treatment and care that Srila Prabhupada was able to get, but ultimately Prabhupada's faith was so strong that, all right, but what's life? Is life the principle or is life the detail? And the principle is seva, is service. So whether you're serving in this world or serving in another world, and if Krishna wants you to serve in this world, then he'll make that arrangement. Krishna is the one who's controlling material energy. And if Krishna doesn't want you to serve in this world, then what's the big problem? Then you serve in the next world. The main principle, the important thing, service, is eternal. That continues. Where you do it, that's a detail. And if one is so lucky that Krishna wants one to go to spiritual world or to take a better birth and do better service in this world, then why not go with that? So where do you draw the line in the sand? Couldn't translate it in Hungarian, but in English it's clear. And we need to know. We need to know these different elements of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, and be very clear about where we're drawing it, where the line is in the sand, and where we stand. And of course, for that, it requires faith. One has to have real faith that ultimately, draw the line or not, Krishna's drawn it, and try whatever you may, but you're never going to get any more than what you really need or what you deserve. Hare Krishna.